Christy King.
Looking for other backup water supplies if something happens to the Potomac, I'm Neil Eugenstein.
The next time you fly out of Reagan National, the terminal and gate numbers may be different. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Dow down 54 points. NASDAQ is up 74.
It's 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The baby formula shortage continues to draw the attention of Congress. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf told members of a House Appropriations Committee that the biggest maker of baby formula in the U.S. is restarting production.
Abbott has agreed to take actions overseen by FDA and independent experts that will result in an increase of infant formula products.
Abbott Nutrition shut down its baby formula plant in Sturgis, Michigan several months ago because of quality issues. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The suspect accused of killing 10 people and wounding three others at a Buffalo supermarket appeared in court this morning for a felony hearing.
He walked in very slowly. There were about five or six people accompanying him. He has three attorneys. As Peyton Gendron was leaving, someone yelled out, "You're a coward."
CBS's Jerika Duncan. Authorities continue to investigate the possibility of hate crime and terrorism charges. The suspect is due back in court on June 9th. At the White House, President Biden has offered strong support for Finland and Sweden to join NATO.
They meet every NATO requirement, and then some. And having two new NATO members in the high north will enhance the security of our alliance and deepen our security cooperation across the board.
Russia opposes the move, so does Turkey, which is a member of NATO. Congress has approved a new $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. It's the latest in U.S. assistance for the country in its fight against Russia's invasion. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul criticized Democrats for spending more money.
Now that $40 billion is gone, they're somewhere busily with a printing press printing that money up. The ink is not yet dry. Now they want $48 billion more for COVID bailouts.
President Biden called for the new aid for Ukraine and is expected to sign this aid package when it reaches his desk. Ford is recalling 39,000 big SUVs with what it calls a high sense of urgency. WWJ Auto Beat reporter Jeff Gilbert has the story.
Certain 2021 Navigators and Expeditions have been catching fire, and Ford isn't yet sure why. One person's been hurt. There have been 16 incidents, 13 while the vehicle was parked. Ford's advising owners to park the vehicles outside. More information when the company comes up with a fix.
Ford believes the problem is only in Expeditions and Navigators, built between December of 2020 and April 2021. The Greece-born electronic composer Vangelis has died. He was 79. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
3:03 on WTOP on this Thursday, May 19th, 2022. More clouds than sun right now. We're at 82 in Washington. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Hillary Howard. Now to the top local stories we are following for you this hour. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says he wants to restore excellence in education. And he shared details of that plan today amid a new report that is highly critical of public schools in the Commonwealth.
Youngkin's plan includes revising standards of accreditation for schools, supporting magnet and charter schools, and updating history content standards.
We will teach all of our history. The good and the bad.
Also, to protect freedom of speech,
we will provide training on facilitating these tough discussions and these uncomfortable topics with civility, with grace, and without judgment.
In saying there will be historic investments in education,
we will give teachers meaningful raises.
Youngkin also points out, however, the General Assembly has not yet passed a budget. Christy King, WTOP News.
3:04, the challenge is huge, finding a backup water supply if something happens to the Potomac River.
But local leaders say it is a challenge that must be addressed.
It is a vulnerability that we are facing.
Rudy Chow is general manager for the Washington Aqueduct, which produces drinking water for D.C., Arlington, and the city of Falls Church. The Trevilla Quarry has been studied as a backup water supply since it could hold 2 weeks of water.
You got to think about the pipeline we're going to have to build. That means the real estate is going to be very costly as well.
Cheaper options might be underwater storage tanks or recycling water. If Congress gives the go-ahead for the Army Corps to do a feasibility and engineering study, they'd want to take their time and get it right.
It's a large price tag. It is a big, big investment.
Neil Loganstein, WTLP News.
Police have arrested a surgical assistant in Olney on charges of sexual assault. Mir Asudula Nakvi is accused of sexually assaulting a patient after a surgical procedure at the Olney Center for Oral Surgery in early April. Police say the woman immediately reported the assault, and evidence was collected that detectives were able to link to Nakvi, who was arrested yesterday. The 47-year-old suspect is from Ellicott City. He's been charged with second-degree sex assault, among other charges, and is being held in jail until his bond hearing. Police believe Nakvi victimized others, and they would like to hear from anyone who has information about possible assaults.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is touting two big new developments less than a mile apart. But because they're in two different wards, two different quadrants, and even bigger, on two sides of the Anacostia, they might feel very far away from each other. Well, city leaders want to change that perception.
There'll be 1,100 units here. There are going to be more Washingtonians and more opportunities for Washingtonians.
That was D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser making her first stop at a new development on Buzzard Point. Minutes later, she was on the other side of the Anacostia along Howard Road for a ceremonial groundbreaking of the Douglas, bringing 750 more homes near the Anacostia Metro.
Supporting a bold economic development agenda.
The timing of the two events was no accident, this being part of what's known as the Bridge District. Deputy Mayor for Economic Development John Falcicchio.
And we make sure that the amenities that we have on one side of the river are also on the other side of the river.
In Southeast, John Dome and WTOP News.
The region's blue crab population is at a record low. That according to this year's Blue Crab Winter Dredge Survey. The estimated total crab abundance in the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries is at 227 million. That is the lowest in the survey's 33-year history. Allison Colden is Maryland's senior fishery scientist for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. She says the target number of adult female crabs alone should be about 200 million.
So while this year's number of 97 million females is above our red flag zone of 72.5 million, it's still far below the population that we'd like to see as our target.
The foundation says you've got to protect the adult female population to ensure the numbers improve.
Ahead after traffic and weather, why you might get a little confused next time you go to Reagan National Airport, 307.
Make your life easier. We expect the same convenient experience from government. Hi, I'm Clara Conti, General Manager of Red Hat Public Sector, the world.